Welcome to the Well Society Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Kay, licensed master level social worker and certified Christian health and life coach. I'm your professional go-to expert for all driven yes women who desire more energy, peace, and joy for the things and people she loves the most so she can be well, feel well, and do well while coming to the proverbial well of Jesus. Thanks for coming to the well today. I'm so glad you're here.
We are going to be talking about apologies today. It was something that came up in a group call that we had, and honestly, like, it kind of surprised me. I didn't realize that there was something to it. And we'll share more about this in a sec. But we're excited to talk about this topic because clearly there's some deep stuff that happens around this. But if you are newer to us here, hi, we're Andrea Anderson and Erin Kay. I am a certified life and health coach. And Erin?
Yes, I'm a licensed master level social worker and a certified Christian health and life coach.
Yes. Yeah. So today we were just, you know, we're in a group call and just the topic of apologies came up. And specifically, there seemed to be this theme among us where our parents didn't seem to be forthcoming with apologies when we were kids. I mean, that was definitely true of me. And like, as I was just seeing more of this resonate, I was like, oh my gosh, like this is like an actual thing. You know, sometimes you grow up or, you know, you grow up in your family and things, you got family culture and all of that. And then you have stuff that you baggage, you carry out of that. And you just think, oh, well, maybe that was just me. And then suddenly you have conversations with other people and you're like, oh, like that wasn't just me. Like this is a thing. And so we wanted to come on here and talk about it. Cause again, I just in my spirit, I feel like there's some deep wounds probably that have happened. If you also grew up in a family dynamic where you weren't apologized to, there are wounds like I still have to carry from that. And even I want to say that my parents were never intentionally like mean or hurtful to us. Like this was just, they just didn't acknowledge when they, you know, blew their lid, which like I blow my lid with my kids. Like I even did this morning with my son who would not get out of bed for school, you know? And it's like that time of the month too. So there's all of that. But yeah, it was, so anyway, I just see how that's actually impacted how I show up in life. So we just wanted to talk about it to let you know, like, you're not alone if that was part of it. And I'll let Erin share too.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, the enemy likes to keep us in these vacuums of isolation where, you know, like what Andrea said, we have these family narratives and, you know, I think we were all raised in the generation of, you know, talk about what happens in your four walls, like what happened. And there is still some truth to that, you know, like your family stuff is family stuff. But I think that was more tightly held when we all were growing up. And so now, you know, the enemy is like, oh, great. Like they have this narrative. So I'm just going to, you know, capitalize on it. And so now we get to have this opportunity to bring it to light about apologizing and the impact of apologizing and the impact of changing, you know, generational curses, whether they were intentional or unintentional. You know, we can pass things down and not mean to. There are going to be things that I'm going to pass down to my kids that I don't mean to. It just happens. And so the goal is for each generation to be deeper ingrained and rooted in the scriptures and the truth. And so this is an opportunity for us to, as a generation, to apologize to our kids, not changing our station and authority as their parents, because we are their parents, but to model what essentially confession of sin looks like person to person. And God tells us to do that, to confess our sins. And then also within that apologizing is, you know, when we know that we've done something wrong, apologizing to them, but then also having our children have that confidence to be able to come to us and say, "Mom, that really hurt my feelings." Mm. And then how we respond to that. So our children coming to us and pointing out where we have misstepped and hurt their feelings. And then us being open instead of just saying, "Ah, well, whatever. You know, that doesn't matter. That's your thoughts. That's not what I meant to do." Instead of saying, "Wow, okay, this is really how they feel." They can't control how we feel. We can't control how they feel. Mm-hmm. But if we've hurt their feelings, then there's some legitimacy to what we've done. Now, I'm not talking about like my son who's like, "Mom, you hurt my feelings because you made chili for dinner." Like, no. Like my son saying something like, "Mom, you really hurt my feelings because I was trying to tell you about my day and you were too busy to pay attention. You're too busy cooking the chili to pay attention to my needs." Like something like that. Creating that space for them to be vulnerable to us so that we can pivot and show them what it's like to be on the other side of that humility. Cause that's hard to go up to somebody and be like, "You really hurt my feelings," because we don't ever know how they're going to respond.
Yeah. Especially in a dynamic where there's a clear power dynamic. Like as the parents, we do hold the power. So if someone that is an authority over us, if going to them and saying, "You hurt me in this," and their response is anger, defensiveness, shutting you down, denial, like any of that, that creates wounds, right? Like, and that causes a whole sort of issues. And also it's going to make you less open to working on the parts of the relationship where there is breakdown versus someone like as parents, our job is to like, just like God always invites us to come to him. He's never like, I don't want to hear it. All of that. He's like, "No, bring it to me." Like, not that God, sorry, let me frame this. God has never done anything wrong. Like God doesn't mess up.
We don't get God like God, you really messed up.
Where am I going this with? God doesn't mess up. Yes. Yeah. God, you totally like, where were you in that situation? No, but we interpret it that way, right? Like because we have expectations of God, we can think like, "God, I can't believe you did that. How could you allow it?" or whatever. Like he allows us to come to him and bring like all of our stuff, which is, it is sin. Like we can bring our sin to him. And his response isn't like to blast us with that or to be like, "Well, you're actually the one that's in the wrong because you're the sinful human being." He's like, "Bring it to me. Let's work it out. Let's figure it out." Now, obviously in the human dynamic as parents, we actually do screw up and we do need to apologize. So it's our job to cultivate that space where our kids feel safe, like doing it and having a conversation. And also there may be times where our kids, like your son, you know, if your son's like, "You hurt my feelings because you made the wrong, you know, you didn't make my favorite meal." It's like, okay, well, let's have a conversation and like help them to shift their perspective. Because there's things like choices my husband and I have made for our kids. Like, for example, they're not allowed to have their own phones until they have a job. So that puts it off. And their accusation to us is like, "You're neglecting us. You are not holding up your end of the parenting deal by denying us our smartphones, you know, before we can work." And it's like, okay, if our response is to just shut that down, we're not able to have that conversation with them that helps to get them to shift their perspective too.
Yeah. And that's our job as parents, is to be like, "Okay, like I hear you. That's how you feel. Now let's have a reasonable conversation about it."
Yes.
Not being dismissive of, "Well, I'm the parent and whatever, you're just not getting your phone." No, like, "Okay, well, that's how you feel. Let's talk about it. Let's have a rational conversation about it." And then at the end of the day, parents make the choice.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. But likewise too, like in that conversation, because sometimes we can make decisions as parents where we think we're doing the right thing, but then in conversation, and this has happened multiple times with my kids, I'm like, "Oh, maybe I'm actually trying to be too controlling," like in this situation. And then I need to apologize for that. Not the real intention of trying to do the best for them, but just realizing I'm a fallen human being. I'm going to not get it right all the time. So
yeah, being open to where we need to shift.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, we talk more about this We actually are releasing an episode next week that talks more about this apologizing, how to do it, what it does for us. And then we'll continue that through the podcast series. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah. And in the meantime, you know, kind of examine how you're showing up when your kids have hurt feelings, and also in your marriage, like when you and your spouse, and what do you want to model to your children to grow from? And also, how do you want to show up as a wife and a helpmate in apologizing and in approaching your spouse if your feelings are hurt? So anyway, y'all are amazing, and we will catch you soon. Do they need to drop anything in the comments?
Yes. Yeah, so if we realize like this can be a big topic, especially if like where we started this conversation is realizing that there's probably a whole generation of us who grew up with parents who didn't largely apologize to us. So one, like, we'd love to hear if that's also true for you, be like, yeah, my parents didn't apologize to me. Or likewise, if they did, like, say that, you know, say that they did, and we will celebrate that with you. But when you grow up with that, you start to take on a lot of responsibility that is not actually yours to own. And with that comes a lot of storylines and just struggles, like, because that's where people pleasing can come from. That's where emotional eating can come from. Sugar, like getting it, turning to sugar to kind of solve that stress. And these are big issues. They're not going to be solved in listening to us in Wellness Wednesdays or the podcast. So if this is an area where you're like, oh my gosh, like, I realize this is, like, God is connecting the dots for you, and you're like, I want to figure this out. I want to resolve that. Cause that's what Aaron and I have had to walk through ourselves, is coming to terms with the fact we needed to heal from something. It's too big for us to do on our own. It's just reality. So if you're kind of at the place where you're like, I actually want to resolve this, I'm tired of living in these narratives that are keeping me stuck, then type WHCM comments, and we'll reach out to you to talk about how we can come alongside you with that in the Holy Healthy Christian Moms membership.
Awesome. Thank you, ladies. We will see you soon.
My prayer is that you are leaving this episode with more energy, more joy, and more peace than when you came to. Make sure to subscribe and share the Well Society podcast so that we can reach more driven yes women like you. Come join us in the Women at the Well Christian Health and Wellness Support Group on Facebook, and subscribe to my email list to stay apprised of all upcoming events, programs, and coaching opportunities. If the content of this episode resonated with you and you'd like to speak with me about investing and working with me one-on-one or in the Well Society Intensive, please visit www.aaronkcoaching.com to schedule a complimentary fitting call. Until the next time we meet at this well, do well, be well, and feel well.